You can tell that today's gospel is a continuation from yesterday, and the theme is basically the same, the importance of being prepared, being vigilant. This gospel, like yesterday, focuses on an event that is yet to come, so it's forward-looking. St. Paul, in today's reading and in previous readings in Ephesians, emphasizes especially what has already happened. But both of these give us a lot of food for our spiritual life. Now, when it comes to this theme of being prepared, if you follow the liturgy year by year, you know that this theme comes up very frequently in the end of ordinary time, which is what we're getting into now, and it comes up again in the beginning of Advent. And the reason for that is that the end of ordinary time focuses on the end of time, and we read from the end, the last passages of the Gospel of Luke before the Passion account, and Jesus himself spoke a lot about what was to come at the end. And then at the beginning of Advent, we focus on the Lord coming again, what we call the second coming. So this theme comes up a lot. And I think it's important for us to recognize that the church emphasizes this because our very strong tendency is not to be prepared. And what can even happen, if we hear the words, be prepared, be prepared, be prepared enough times, we don't even notice it anymore. Because, oh yeah, we heard that. We read that gospel already. We know that that's the story. So but then we end up not being prepared. So it's an important theme to ponder. Maybe we can connect it to the experience that we have this time of year of typhoons. I mean, it's a maybe earthquakes are a better example, or volcanoes, because you don't know when they're going to happen, right? We know that earthquakes happen, especially in this region of the world, but we don't know when they're going to happen, so the wise thing is always to be prepared. With typhoons, we're in the middle of one right now. Are we under Signal 1 now? Today? Signal 1. Anyway, with typhoons, we know they're coming because the radar and the weather maps, they know these storms are forming in the Pacific and they're headed this way. And we know that this typhoon, Christine, is, in fact, I don't think it's even arrived yet, and we've already had lots of rain and wind. And some parts of the country are facing more severe weather. Now, I mentioned typhoons partly because we're in one now, but partly because in a certain sense, it's no surprise that typhoons come in October. I mean, this is typhoon season. So we should know. We should be prepared. On the other hand, we don't know when a particular typhoon will come, and we don't know exactly how strong it will be or where it will make landfall. So there's a certain amount that we don't know, and so we have to be prepared. So if we know in advance, well, then we should be prepared. And if we don't know, we should be prepared. You see, the lesson is the same. And that's why Jesus says, well, if the master of the house knew when the thief was coming, well, he wouldn't let his house be broken into. But he doesn't know when the thief is going to come, so he has to be prepared all the time. He will come, the Lord will come at an hour we do not expect. We know that when a typhoon comes, actually, I've read this recently, that people are getting frustrated with the system of measuring them according to signal strength, because that only measures the wind speed, and doesn't necessarily indicate how much rain there will be. And you could have a storm that's a low signal number and has a huge amount of rain. And this happened a few weeks ago, or about 6 weeks ago here in Manila. I was out of the country, but flooding, huge amounts of rain in a short period of time causes disastrous flooding, and in some places landslides. And well, that's much worse than having a higher signal number. Anyway, the point is, we don't know a lot about what will happen, so be prepared. And being prepared for a typhoon or an earthquake is one thing, but being prepared for our own death or for the coming of the Lord, that's much more important, because it has much greater impact, or the consequences are more lasting than a passing storm. Okay, as I say, this gospel focuses on what will come, and it's an unexpected day and hour. The words of St. Paul to the Ephesians emphasize what has already happened. That is, Jesus has already come. The mystery, this is the term Paul uses over and over again, the mystery of Christ, the mystery that was made known to him, the mystery hidden from ages past. This is the mystery of Jesus Christ and all that he has come to do. Now, this is where there's a distinction between the Jews and the Gentiles, right? The Jews knew something of the mystery. They knew that the Messiah would come, and they were looking forward to it. They were prepared in advance, insofar as they could be prepared for something that was unimaginable, but they were being prepared by God himself, by revelation. So they were looking forward to the coming of the Messiah. Just like we could say, yeah, it's typhoon season and we know a typhoon will come. You know, we're not taken by surprise. But on the other hand, the Jews were taken by surprise, just like we are taken by surprise when a natural disaster actually happens. We say, well, that we didn't know it was going to be like that. And that's what happened with the Jews. One of the things that struck me here, aside from the words of Paul to the Ephesians, is this beautiful reflection. It says it's responsorial psalm, but it's really a section from the prophet Isaiah. And part of the reason why it struck me is because we read this section of Isaiah at the Easter Vigil. It might sound familiar to you if you go to the Easter Vigil. Many, many readings and many, many psalms. Well, after the fifth reading in the Easter Vigil, we get this psalm. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation, or another translation, with joy, you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. The Jews interpreted that as a symbol of the coming of the Messiah, messianic prophecy. But we Christians, we read that and we say, oh, the fountain of salvation, the springs of salvation, have already been opened to us in Christ. And Jesus is himself is the source of living water. And he says, even from in your own hearts, there will be a spring of living water. The power of the Holy Spirit at work in us is a fountain from which we draw joyfully. And that's what this passage is referring to. It's a prophecy, so the Jews knew that they would draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation, but they didn't know exactly what it meant. And then when it happened, well, as Paul says in this first reading, not only the Jews, but the Gentiles too can draw water from this abundant source. And that's what he stresses here. This, what has been revealed is yes, a fulfillment of what was prophesied, but it's also a revelation of salvation for everyone. That's what has been revealed. And that's what Paul's mission is. He calls himself a steward. He's a minister of the mystery that has been revealed. And he wants everyone to know, Jews and Gentiles, of the unimaginable treasure that has been opened up to us. And so this is what he's doing here. It's a joyful proclamation. It's good news. Oh, there's so many passages. I won't pick out any more of the verses. But it's this knowledge of the good news that gives Paul his confidence in speaking out to those who are far off and to those who are near. Far off meaning the Gentiles, near meaning the Jews. But it doesn't matter if you're far off or you're near, because God has become one of us. He's drawn nearer to us than we could ever draw near to him. So our drawing water from the fountain is nothing compared to the amount of the fountain that's being poured out on us and within us. This is all, Paul says, in accordance with the eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness of speech and confidence of access through faith in him. So we're bold because we have received much. We have confidence because we have faith, and because of this, we have a greater responsibility to make it known. Jesus says, much will be required of the person entrusted with much. We have been entrusted with much. Still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. But we have been entrusted with more. And every day in the liturgy, we receive more. Today, Saint John of Capistrano, he knew he had received much, and he dedicated himself to preaching, especially preaching, but also addressing social issues, because he said, this has to be known, and I have a responsibility to make this known. Well, that's true of every one of us baptized Christians, every one of us missionary disciples of Jesus Christ. We are drawing water joyfully from the springs of salvation, and therefore we have an abundance to share with others.